Begin the current daf mesech. Does yomid daf no test? Begin the amid base. Begin the taste of master. Begin the words of the Gemara. Ad kenli pligi el midrabana. And the whole machlik is regarding if this meal but dam and not only rabbinic of midr. I say ma'alan, but biblically everyone agrees it's not going to be ma'alan. It says the reason is because the imidr isa lo yotim the ma'ala. Because if biblically you tell me that there's no exclusion from the loch ma'ala, hechnim koran leganon lezevel. Then how exactly is it going to be sold to the garden as his fertilizer? Obviously, it's only rabbinic, and for that, the rabbis could go ahead and sell it as fertilizer. But if it's deraisa, then you wouldn't be able to go ahead and sell it to the gardeners, as we learned in the Mishnah that that's what was done. Two next says, Master begins with the Gemara, who lefnei kapara k'lachipar, it says in the Pasuk, who? To tell you, Babi Yossi, hey, the blood is going to be the same before as it is after. Which, just like after kapara, there's no me'ila, so too, before kapara, there's not going to be me'ila. Now, Ikshravenu Tam says, if someone does bloodletting on a live animal of Kachim, Allah is boilim bay, that there's going to be me'ila. So you see that there is me'ila lefnei kapar. Now, which is not like we're saying over here. Now, but likely, maybe you can't say that he me'ila midrabanan. Oh, yeah, when it says over there, there's me'ila, that's rabbinically. And here, when we say, that lefnei kapara, does not come really means deraisa. Says Tosfos, you can't say it because that not in Perek Vlad Chatas over there in the Daf Yud Aleph that says dam mitchilam, the blood in the beginning, meaning before the blood is thrown, in moilim boy. There's no meil over there. Yotel nachal kidron moilim boy, but when it goes out to the Kidron Valley, then there is meila. Umeila the yotel nachal kidron have a drabon. Now that meila that it says it will happen when it goes to the Kidron Valley is rabbinic, because like if not, like we said in the previous cases, then How would you be able to differentiate and permit it to the gardeners? So mechlal the mikar. So the inference is obviously that when we said before the zrika, that we're saying that it doesn't have afel midraban like meila. Obviously that even rabbinically is no meila. So then how do you understand that if someone's going to do the hakazas adam, this can be chayv? So the Torah Tzeis answers like this. Rabbein Tam answered. This that Agamar is telling us that before the atonement is like after the atonement, haynu la'achar shechita. That's only talking about what we're saying before the kapara, but it's after the shechita of the animal. Ah, the shaycha be kapara, that atonement is applicable to it. It's ready to do the zrika, you just didn't do it yet. That's where it says that it's going to be the same, that it's not going to be me'ilo. Amichayim loiv, when it's alive, no, actually it's not going to be the same as la'achar kapara. And actually, it actually would have me'ilo. Because the whole limit is from this pasuk of lechaper that before atonement, after atonement, but it has to be applicable for atonement. When it's a lie, we're talking about applicable atonement. Yeah, actually, would have me'ila. Now, behold the parach bereish mesech this me'ila. But this is the Gemara asks in the beginning me'ila daf beis and beis. The Gemara asks me'ika me'ila drabonan. Is there really halacha that rabbinically there's me'ila? I'm sure the Gemara answers in yes kedula because I'm a ula. Ula says kachim shemesu regarding kachim that died. The halacha is yotzim de me'ila devar tayra that. Biblically, there's no me'ila, because it's dead. And I have a matzla suye. So that's the case of where, although there's no biblical, but there's going to be rabbinical me'ila. Now, it says, Tosfos, have a matzla suye, midam, la'achar shechita nachal kidron, the mother of Rabbanan could have brought our sugya. That yeah, once it goes into the Kidron Valley, that we see that it's only rabbinic me'ila over there. But, says Tosfos, el b'shum dekadji kadji m'shashachin b'darim, but it's because it's talking about regarding kachikachim that were slaughtered in the south, which is not where it's supposed to be slaughtered because kachikachim is supposed to be in the tzafin. So come Hasim, the Gemara says it's command the chant kinu dami. It's like it was just choked, and therefore there's no me'ila at all because it wasn't slaughtered appropriately. And the parak of the Gemara asks, and that's where the context of the Gemara is talking about that. Oh, so mi'ka me'ila drabanan. So is there a binik me'ila? Meaning, but something that would not require gzera. What does that mean? That would not require gzera. Because the blav hachi b'dilu b'nei. Anyway, people would stay away from it. And so, what would be the point of bringing having me'ila drabanan? That's what the Gemara brings. Mekachim shemesu mekachim that died. Where the tamal adadi, where it's comparable, like that case over there, where. Is coming to tell us that you would think that we would not make a gzer drabanan me'ila because anyway people stay away because it's repulsive, it's repugnant. So that's the case of kach shemesu, which is similar to that. But our case of by the gananim, by the nachal kidron, of course people would not stay away from the blood, and of course that's why we make the drabanan. But that's not what the Gemara's question was over there, and therefore it does not bring the case of our Gemara over there. Now, v'hal the parach b'shili t'mur. This is the Gemara asked at the end of t'mur. Davlam abeis and abeis. Kamei makdash oila by the Gabai is when someone sanctifies an oila, which is supposed to be the hakrava on the mizbeach. And he sanctifies it instead of kachem mizbeach, he sanctifies it for the better gabbais. So Allah is moil b'shtei me'ilah. So there's two laws of me'ilah that apply to that oila. Umukila. And the Gemara explains that this would say that it's going to have this me'ilah of bet gabbais is rabban. Because biblically, it does not have a sanctity of bet gabbais. It has a sanctity of the mizbeach. On that, the question is, mikamil drabanon is the rabbinic me'ilah? What do you mean? So that's the Gemara's question. Now, what's bothering Taisus is that, what do you mean? We see in our Gemara, yeah, obvious you could have Mil Drabanan, like by the Kidron Valley. So Taisus explains, this is what the Gemara's question is. Similar to what Taisus just said in the previous discussion, that since anyways has a biblical Mila because of a carbon oil. So therefore, anyways, people stay away from it. So that was the question. Of course there's rabbinic me'ilah. But why did Rabbanan make another rabbinic me'ilah if anyways has a biblical me'ilah ba'ayla? Mashani, and that's what the Gemara answers, ro limel b'shtei me'ilas. That it'd be appropriate to have on it two me'ilas. Why? Because they're taking Rabbanan me'ilah a'or. The Rabbanan, they instituted their rabbinic me'ilah on the skin, which that people don't stay away from. Mashem delek me'ilah ben reisel b'basar, because the biblical me'ilah is only on the basar. Therefore, that's why we're saying that they would make sense for the rabbinic me'ilah. But of course, in general, to have a rabbinic me'ilah, of course, that's something, it just depends on the context, something we would say that there would be no point in that. That was the Gemara's questions in me'ilah and in Temur. Now, Rabbeinu Chaim Zatzal Pirush, he explains that actually, the Yatzal Nachal Kidron, Moilabai, this that we say when it goes up to the Kidron Valley, this me'ilah, is actually midday rice, actually as a biblical me'ilah, which one would be liable for the Chaimish. And the reason is, why? Because the courts, they actually sanctify it for the Bedek Abayis, and hence, it's a regular Hekdesh, which has a biblical Me'ilah. So that's why it's but it's difficult. If that's the case, the Gemara says, is there really such a thing that initially it does not have Me'ilah? Well, besides Me'ilah, and at the end it does have Me'ilah. So Parchan the Gemara asks, what, you don't find such a thing? I vary dam. You have the blood of the carbon, the mikar lesbim me'ilah v'chulu. In the beginning, it doesn't have, and it does have. So it's Taisa, my Parch, what's the Gemara asking over there? Lema shani hasim. You say, what I mean? Of course, there it's different. The fisher bez makdishin Taisa. It's not like as if it suddenly shifts back to me'ilah, because like we just explained with Kodesh Rabbeinu Chaim, because they go ahead and they sanctify it. So what's the question? It's not like but in general, of course, it would not shift back to having me'ilah. But moreover, the matik and bezer. Now, what are you fixing with this? In other words, yeah, you're right. You're answering from that of Me'ilah that's Tumat Dam, that regarding why over there, that you don't have, it's not rabbinic like the Rabbeinu Chaim had explained. So therefore, the Gemara does not bring it in Tumur Me'ilah, but Akate Ashkecha Me'ilah Midrabban. But anyways, you still find rabbinic Me'ilah. But Perkat Chelis, Amenachas Abne Bezim and Aleph. Because the Kamar, meaning Rabbeinu Chaim, what's he really gaining? His answer is all based on basically saying, oh, you want to know why Me'ilah and Temur, they don't bring our Gemara? Oh, because our Gemara is Tomei Deraisa. And therefore, that has nothing to do with those Gemaras, which are asking, oh, do you really have Rabbinic Me'ilah? But that ties bad with Rabbeinu Chaim's interpretation, but Akate Ashka Me'ilah B'Rabban, you do find elsewhere, which you could ask then the same question that there's Rabbinic Me'ilah. Perekat Chelis, Gemara Menachas Abne Bezim Anav, the Kamar, the Gemara says, Me'ikara Tekinu Me'ilah Yabe Efe Par. Initially, they instituted the Zagamiya Halach of Me'ilah around the ashes of the Paraduma. So, anyways, you could ask over there. And Vahasam Lekalameima, there you can't say, like Rabbeinu Chaim said for our Gemara, that therefore the Gemara didn't bring it because the Kinu Me'ilah, they instituted Me'ilah Mach Mashoy Makdishna, because they sanctified it, so therefore it would have a biblical Me'ilah. Then, if that would be the case, then have a Hektish Gama, then actually it would be a bona fide Hektish. And actually, then actually, how would they spray from it? Obviously, it's only rabbinic. And therefore, you would have to say the previous answers from Taisa is not Rabbeinu Chaim, because Rabbeinu Chaim's answer would only work for here, wouldn't work for that question from regarding the Paraduma, and therefore, he doesn't really gain anything, like Taisa's my talking bezet with his answer. Ketunek says, "Vas to begin with the words of the Gemara, there's nothing that the mitzvah was done, and that would be having Me'ilah. Now, Therefore, it has to be, like we're saying, lifnei kapara kalach kapara, and not lach kapara kalifnei kapara, because you can't have me'ila after the mitzvah was already done. Says Taisis, if you're going to say, adaraba, to the contrary, maybe say the opposite. Maybe say lach kapara kalifnei kapara. Say, and based on the same logic, just inverse, must be that after it was done, it's like it was before the dam was sprayed. Because the elu chadavah, because you don't have anything, shaloi nas mitzvah, the mitzvah was not done, anything in hektish, that the mitzvah was not done, you can't say that there's no me'ila, so you can say the same, meaning, right, this case of dam is going to be the exception either way, so why are you saying this way, say the other way. If a chitim may begin to say, no, ha'ikah kachim kalim, you do have, you actually have kachim kalim, like a lower level kachim, like a shlamim, less but me'ila, you don't have me'ila, even before the mitzvah was done, it'll be murim, only with the sacrificial parts of achas, because after the blood was sprayed. So it says, no, because hasam b'shem d'lav kach Hashem, that's because not kach Hashem, it's kachim kalim. But you know the main thing that's a bona fide kachim, that the mitzvah was not done, that there shouldn't be me'ila, so why is the logic so impressive one way when you could say the same thing the opposite way? It says, Taisin, no, but something you could say is because ikka egla rufa. There's the halacha of the decapitated calf. The koid mitzvah smutas, that even when it was brought down, that it's actually going to be permitted before it was decapitated. And therefore, yes, you could see something that in lucha, that the mitzvah was not done, and that they actually will not have me'ila. So therefore, the logic's not indicative the other way. Now, aval medeshin in lehibirai, but it says, but from the ashes, that you have on the mizbech, that's not, that you can't bring a proof. Because the kaidin trumas adeshin, because before the trumas adeshin is taken, that you're saying that ein moilim boy, so similarly that would be a good raya too. So it says, no, because adrab, to the contrary, because b'mil perg beis and avtesim et alf, mashmit, sounds like, hanen me'ifr tapuach. Someone does have benefit from the pile of the ashes on the mizbeach. Kaim trumas adeshin, before the ashes were taken away, meaning before the shovel was taken, which is the mitzvah, actually, according to everyone, there would be me'ila. And therefore, the only proof would be from Egla Rufa, and that answers the question, but not that of the Dashin. Kishim next test master begins with the Gemara by Trumas Adashin. You have Trumas Adashin, which you see that even though the mitzvah was done, that there's still going to be me'ila. Now, Hikshari, the Re asks as follows, because the Halacha Mashma, here it sounds like, the Trumas Adeshin, but regarding the Trumas Adeshin, that Moilim Bay, that there's Me'ila, La'achash Nas Mitzvah, even after the mitzvah was done. Problem is, Perek Vlad Chatas B'Me'ila, on Daf Yir Alpha M'Beis Tanan, the Mishnah teaches, Dishun Mizbech HaBnei Meba Menoiro, the ashes from the inner Mizbech, which from the Ketairis, and the ashes from the Menoiro, which are the burnt out wicks, and the oil, look, is Loinen V'Loi Moilim. You're not supposed to have benefit, but if one does have benefit, there's no Halach Me'ila. Now, the Kamin B'Gemara, the Gemara tells us that Bishloimim is Bechachitz, we understand is Bechachitz in this halacha of not having benefit from it, even after the mitzvah was done, because it's Bishloim, it's Mizbech, Bechul, it says, you should place in this next Mizbech, which means say it's going to be forbidden, it has to remain over there. But the question was, how do you know the same halacha applies by the Mizbech HaPnimi? So, that's what the Gemara discusses over there. Now, it says Taisim, but Hashtakash, but it's now difficult. Because the mashmit sounds like mizbech achitzin, that it has the same halacha like you're saying over there, that nami loy nenu v'loy ma'ilin, that yes, that you're not going to have benefit, that we know, but it sounds like it's not going to be me'ila. That contradicts what we're saying here in our Gemara, that the mizbech achitzin, the ashes, do have me'ila. Even la'achash nas mitzvasi. So Mefarish Rideri explains, he says, Meshum diktani, because we're saying over there that dishim mizbech abnim v'manoyro, regarding the ashes of the in the mizbech and the menorah, the halacha is loy moyalin, that is not me'il over there. So mashmid sounds like that from the fact that we used the word dishun and we didn't use the words of afer of the ashes, the dafka basra dishun. Now this that we're saying there's no me'ila specifically after you take out the ashes. Why? Because taking out the ashes is what excludes it from me'ila. And the reason is l'fishan nasa mitzvah, because the mitzvah of cleaning out the menorah and the mizbech habnimi was already done. Alma, so you see that mitzvah l'dashnon, that's a mitzvah to take out the ashes, because if not, that wouldn't be a factor. Oh, and that says the Riva, how come it's on that point that the Gemara is saying, bish l'mizbech achitzen, yes, we understand the outer mizbech, that we know what? What do we know? What are we comparing? That's the Reis Chiddush. It's going a mitzvah ladashna, on the mitzvah of taking out the ashes, because the Chassid said, "For some mizbeach, you should put the ashes on the side of mizbeach." And that is what we're comparing, and we're saying that the same thing would be by the mizbeach abnimi, that there is such a thing of taking out the ashes, and hence it's an integral factor that to do it by the Mizbech HaPnimi. And therefore, after it's done, therefore, there's not going to be Me'ilo by the Mizbech HaPnimi. Now, but the question is, Va'adrab, to the contrary, Afila Me'ilo is Be. What do you mean? There's even Me'ilo after the ashes are taken away, because it says that you should place it over there. Where Vidashim says it tomorrow, the Gemara in the end of tomorrow, Lamed Alma says Vasama you should place it means Benachas, it calmly. Vasama you should place it means Shleis Baz, it shouldn't be scattered all around. So if it has to stay there, so obviously it's forbidden to have benefit on it. But that's the question. How do you know there's a mitzvah? Go ahead and take the ashes at all to say that it's a factor. But you're right, the question wasn't from Me'ila, because most definitely there is Me'ila by the ashes of the Mizbech HaChitzin. Like we say over here, the question was only regarding the mitzvah Ladashna they have in Mizbech HaChitzin. How do you know that applies by the Mizbech HaPnimi? Now, Ritzva Mefarish, he explains, the Lava Diyuka, it's not on the Diyuk, which that it sounds like from that there's a, like the previous interpretation, the Re, that sounds like, oh, that there's a mitzvah of doing the ashes in the Inner Mizbech like it is by the Adam Mizbech. That's what's called. That's what's going on. Ella, rather, the Gemara's question was, regarding that it says that you're not going to have benefit, but there's not going to be me'ilo, which that it's their isa, and that's what the Gemara is over there talking about, that if someone has benefit, that violating the isa their isa, that was saying, yeah, that is going to be. But he's saying, loinenen. Although there's not going to be a payment of Me'ilah. Because as the Ritzva explains, because the Lekalim, you can't say that Loinenim and Rabbanah, and that when it says that Loinenim not benefit, it's only Rabbinic, which is really Kamoi Loinenim Shabbat Shas. Generally, when throughout Shas, when we say did not have benefit, it usually means only Rabbinically. And that Ritzva says, no, that's not the case. It's actually biblical, and actually that's what the Gemara's discussion is actually on over there. Because the Bishami the Yuma Pegsheni Muchach, Loinenim and Raisa, that this not benefit is actually biblical. How do you see that? Because the Gersin the Hasam, the Gersin over there is Midayin L'Dish Mizbeach Amnimi. From where do we know regarding the ashes of the inner Mizbeach that requires the ashes to be taken? Because the Chassid says in the Pasuk, V'hesh L'Chaisa, it's L'Am Mizbeach Kedmo El Mekam Adeshin, that you're going to throw the ashes to the side of Mizbeach on the east, to the place of where the ashes are, which the Yerushalmi points out in the Tzach. You don't have to say El Mekam Adeshin, because imlik voila makum, if it's to tell you exactly where it is, pirish lemerav benutza, where you have to throw that the crop and the nitzah, you have to throw it over there to that area. But kvar kasev es lemizbech, it already says near the mizbech, so I already know where it's supposed to be. Vim lelametcha, and if it's the teacher to mizrach lishal kevashesh, be on the east of the ramp. Ksev kedma, it already says to the east. Vahafu darish etzel etzel, and pirish what that means to say is. Vim lalam and it's coming to teach you shay trumas adeshin bimizrach shal kavesh, to tell you that the trumas adeshin itself should be on the eastern part of the ramp. Mindichsev al makam adeshin, from the fact that it says by the oila sa'if, that you do it to the place of where the ashes are, which obviously that means to say that the ashes are also on the east. Vim, and then you're going to say, oh, harezeh, that the trumas adeshin, that it's like Bala Lamed, it's coming to teach regarding the Oyla Saif. That's what it sounds like from the simple understanding of the Pasuk. But Vinimtsis Lama, and it turns out really it's coming to learn from there and to tell you, and that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell you, that Trumas Adeshin itself should be over there on the east. You can't say that. Because D'Hala Yitzrach. Because it's not necessary for the Pasuk to tell you it's there on the east, because the Tabel Megzer Shava. You should know that from Megzer Shava. Where in Nemekan, and this is what Tzai is explaining, what the Yishami is asking, that maybe it's coming to tell you Eitzel Eitzel. Nemekan Eitzel Mizbeach. Here it says Eitzel Mizbeach. But Nemetrim Sadeshin Eitzel Mizbeach. So Makam Mizrachi, it's just like over here, it means on the east, Avlahan, also over there. So therefore, that's what says that the Afhu Eitzel Eitzel. So therefore, it can't be referring to the Trim Sadeshin. So in Cain, so if it's not necessary, not for the Oila Sa'if, and not for Trim Sadeshin, so then that's the question that Yerushalmi says, so Mekam Adeshin Lomali. So then what are you learning out from El Mekam Adeshin? Ah, so the Yerushalmi Shabbat Amin, that's coming to teach you, L'mizbeach HaPnimi, for the in-mizbeach. That Shu Aser Bahano, that its ashes are forbidden to have benefit from it. And when it says El Mekam Tar, that you have to put it to a place that's tar, that's coming to teach you, Hei Mekam Tar, that the area over there has to be tar. Fine. So the mapikli bekav chaima. Now those who actually learn that from bekav chaima, where mam is be'ech achitznas bano, just like the adam is be'ech. I mean, we just brought from the Yerushalmi that you obviously see that there's isano over here, learning out from the extra words that you have over here by el mokam adeshin. It's going to teach you that yeah, the deshin of the mizrechim is asa de'iraisa, which says that those who learn from bekav chaima. Just like Mizbech Chitzin is from the benefit of Mizbech Abnim, so in Mizbech, isn't it a Kolshkein, where it's a more severe Kedusha? Obviously, you see that it's Asabahana biblically on the outer Mizbech, as we see, as we're comparing to the Mizbech Pnimi. Now, so that's what it says of a Hashtag now that we verified that the Isser Hanah is biblical. So Hacha Perusha, now we can understand the Gemara Me'ilah. Bishle Mizbech HaChitzas, but now we understand Mizbech HaChitzin, that after you took the ashes, it's going to be to have benefit Midei Raisa, because Mechzir B'Sama, it says that you should place it. And because that means it has to be buried over there, it's going to be to have benefit. Mizbech HaBnimim, non shei oz banol, achas shenei doshin. How do you know that's going to be to have benefit after you did the ashes? You're not a pasuk for that. Because even before the ash was taken, which that's before the mitzvah was done, minon shei aser, how do you know it should be forbidden? The afila that even the ashes themselves gufe lo yedinon, I don't know shei mitzvah ladashna, that's a mitzvah that you take the ashes. So when it becomes the ashes, neima nasa mitzvah, I should say the mitzvah is already done. Vehimut benon should be permitted to have benefit from it, like anything that the mitzvah was already done. Mishani the midashin nafka, that's what we're learning out that it says dashin. Like we say, Mekrema Deshin is extra, which if it's not necessary to tell you anything regarding the Eilas Oiv, the teacher is regarding something else, which come to tell you regarding Mizbeach HaPanimi. That's the discussion over there. Which again, this all with the Ritzvah's approach that we're going on the Isser of the Hana being the Raisa. And that's why it's not difficult from that Gemara over there, which says, oh, Loinim Lema Oilin. That's not what. That's not the question. What's it going on? The Ri says it's going on the fact that there is a mitzvah. The mitzvah says that no, it's going on the loinenin part, which is the isadai raisa that we're saying that applies by mizbech achitzin. That the same thing applies by the mizbech hapnimi. But then, since we're going to say that since you learn out the mizbech hapnimi only from im einu inyan, if it has nothing to teach regarding oila, so if it's ever teach you regarding the mizbech hapnimi, so my kaposhalim deshin. So what are you bringing the source of mizbech hapnimi from the word deshin? Akati debayilach menon das bano. So you still have to ask, however, how do you know the mizbech hapnimi is going to have benefit? Because you could reject and say that the whole limud is regarding just that there's a mitzvah deshin. How do you know this is hana? What you could say is the Gemara Didan leChashash. You're right. Our Gemara was in Meil was only concerned a lehibi pasuk shetzarch tishin. You're right. We only had to bring a source that you have to do the ashes that you'd have to take off. And so from logic they knew the Bavli knew the Chol Hashanim Shavali Asabana that all the ashes are going to have the same halacha like Mizbech Chitzin if you're going to have benefit. Or from a Kavu Chaim like the Yerushalmi said, which that was the two interpretations the Yerushalmi said. Either from the word Hadeshin or from the Kavachimer, the Mizbech Chitzin. Oy, Mishum, the Ikar Pashto Dekra, or because the primary understanding of the simple pasuk Bedeshin, Mizbech Chitzin, that it's talking about of the outer Mizbech, but on the Machmasitur, but like we said, because it's extra, Litzach Lemechtav, it didn't have to be written. So again, those are the two sources that Yerushalmi brought, either from a Kavachimer or from the extra word of Deshin. Now, and we said that that's talking about from the extra hay of Hadeshin comes to include also the mitzvah of the ashes regarding these other ashes. And v'chashvili kibin hekesh, and it actually considers like a hekesh because the iskesh kula chitzin, they're all compared to the mizbech chitzin from this pasuk, which is similarly to mizbech chitzin and alludes to mizbech apnimi and the menorah over there. But then so it's not difficult if it's in the Indian how we know also that is isano not just that it's such a mitzvah because we're comparing the two, they're totally compared. But then I'm doing the same kind of, that's the case, so lema hacha. So when the Gemara is asking over here in our Gemara regarding oh shnei ksumah b'mkeachad shleishik ksumah b'mkeachad, So then, why did the Gemara say Meshum Davli Mizbech Achitzin Upanimi Umenayro Shleishes Gemurim Abam Keachad? So Pesukim saying the same idea, which is that that's going to have an Isra Hanoah even after the mitzvah was done. So what's the Gemara asking? I live in Mandam Shnei Ksuvim. It's not three. It's not two Ksuvim. It's actually three Ksuvim. Like we said, you have the Mizbech Achitzin Mizbech Nimi and the Menayro. And that's the Tzitzin Yisrael. What you can say is the income pasuk Meyuster. There's no extra pasuk. So Itzrich Lemitzis Deshen. You really need it for the mitzvah of the ashes, l'neiches mizbech, to put it next to the mizbech. It's only parenthetical that we learn out the mizbech apnimi either from svara or from a kavachaymer. Therefore, it's not really three pesukim saying the same idea. So oy nira, additionally, this says it seems the achas shalamadu mitzvah dishim b'nimi menayra. That after you learn out that there's a mitzvah of the ashes taken off from the in the mizbech and from the menayra, which they're all included in the deshin that's written by mizbech achitzin. Which is, so regarding the halacha of lanich, it's a mizbeach, to put it next to mizbeach, chashav kala d'sham kamay d'va'echad. So we really actually consider all as one. And dim lakin hechanafik b'yashal mekavochem, because if not, how could you shamalun from kavochem, the mizbeach from the adam mizbeach, chashnek z'mam kech en malamdin, I have two psukim saying the same idea we don't learn. So obviously that it's not really like a separate pasuk teaching you that halacha. It's all considered like one pasuk. And so it says, v'altit ma'al mash perashnu, don't ask on what we explain. The Ritzva, regarding the Gemara Me'ila of Loinin V'loi Moilin, the Trumas Hadeshin Lesba Me'ila, that yeah, actually the way he's learning out that it is no, and because that's how he's explaining, not like the Ri, that yeah, it's actually Loinin V'loi Moilin, that there's no Me'ila, meaning we're on the payment, Eli Issa No, there's only the biblical Isser of having benefit. How can you say the Ritzva's interpretation? Our Gemara says clearly that even La'achash Nas Mitzvah says there's going to be Me'ila, and there it says Loi Moilin. So and that's the case because Hakama Nami Egla Rufa Mailba. That's not difficult because we also say in our sugya that there's Me'ila by the Egla Rufa. But he less but Me'ila. There's no actual monetary payment of Me'ila by Egla Rufa. Elis Anokam, it rather means to say there's a prohibition of having benefit. That's what it means when it says Emoilin. The Kai Gabn Ikinami Me'ila Pegvachata Tafi Bez and Bez, Khilva Mugdashan, regarding the fats of these of the carbonus, Ubei Tyrin and the eggs of the turtle doves. Loi nanin, loi moilin. That no, there's no, you don't have a hana, but there's no me'ila. Now, become a gemara. The gemara says because the gemara ima bechar. We're learning that gzeirah shava, ma bechar moilin bay. Where it says the word imay. Avchel mukdashin. So to the fats of mukdashin, moilin bay. There's also going to be me'ila where it also says the word imay. Now the thing is, bechar who kachem kala, bechar that you're learning out from is a firstborn animal. It's lower level carbonus. Well, less but me'ila actually does not have the liability of me'ila. V'chelav mukdashin namilas b'meila. The chelav mukdashin you learn from the also does not meila. Gedan Hosel like he says over there, the love kodesh Hashem ikri. It's not called kodesh Hashem. El rather obviously moilin the ka'amah love davka. And it says moilin. It's not precise that there's the meila of the monetary payment. El isra no rather means isra no. That's what it means here in our sugya too. The way Ritzvah is explaining, it just means that there's a biblical isra but no, but not there's actually monetary payment of meila. Then it says from the time we begin to say, just take a second look. It says kivin the perishas the yeshpay. Since you explained that there is by the deshen. If someone sanctifies the ashes in the beginning after the truma sadeshin is taken off, moilin by this is going to be meila. Promise if he hekdesh, how does hekdesh take effect in it? Given this anoma der isa, you're telling me that there's a biblical isra on it. So like any isra no, hekdesh should not be able to take effect. That's a statement. What you could say is la bedishim is beich airi. We're not talking about when we say dashin that you could be makdish betchila. It's not talking about the ashes of mizbeach. And medikama betchila, because of the fact that it says in the beginning, mashma the ayir bedavish logdish melam. We're talking about an inception, meaning we're talking about something that was never sanctified beforehand. Dashin of mizbeach already had kedusha when it was when it's in the original state as an animal when it was still alive. Eller rather, it says b'makdish dashin kiras. We're talking about someone sanctifies the ashes of his oven, which this is its initial sanctity. And v'chein perish Rashi. So to Rashi explains that it's not going on that of the deshen mizbeach. It's going on the deshen of a person's own, on his own private ashes. Ve'itzach l'shmin the kedusha. That's right to tell you that there is going to be sanctity because avagav dein the role of mizbeach v'le'bedigabayis. Although it's not fit for mizbeach or the bedigabayis, even so, that's what we're saying. That's going to have a halach of sanctity and there's going to be a law of me'ila. Like it says within the sefer, kol rol mizbeach b'chulu. And even if it's not fit to the Gemara, it's still going to have the halacha of Me'ila. Or Inami, another approach you could say is Afilim Tibsalim Lav Beshen Kiri Ari. Or even, no, even if I'm not going to say, it's not talking about the ashes of someone's own private oven. But the Imkain, if that's the case, we're talking about the ashes of Mizbeach, Lahavle Lame Medishin Stama. It shouldn't have said just ashes. It should have said deshna mezbech. Say kalamim, you could say that actually the ayir b'deshna mezbech la'acha she'tziu chutz l'shosh machnas. That's why it says dishin stama, because talking about the ashes after you took it out of the three machnas, and it's not talking about the ashes that you do trumas deshna every single day, which yeah, that remains sanctified. Vashmin lo'havek shad deshna. That's what we're telling you. That's not like the other ashes which we learn that from besamoy, which le'asal am that should be forbidden forever, and rather it could go out to b'chulin. And actually, yeah, hektish could take effect in it because it actually could go out and be chul. Now, so it says, "L'mayda parish is like a meila b'trumas hadashin." Now, basically, what we're explaining over here, that the ritzvah's pshat, that there's no meila monetary meila by trumas hadashin. Rather, there's just the isra hana. Ah, nicha had the time of meila. So this makes sense where it says meila of your testament base. Ein ma'ilach ha'mayil said there's no halach of having meila on something then having meila again because once you do meila, it's actually become deconsecrated. Ella, the only exception is behemoth b'klicharis b'lvad, animals and service vessels, because it doesn't go out to be yoytz l'chul. Umakshim, and the question that's asked on this is lechashan nami trumas hadashin. Why doesn't the count as a trumas hadashin? Yes, where there is meila after meila, because like we're saying, it never goes out from the category of meila. He answers dav b'chal behemoth. He says actually that is included already in the category of animal because the me'efer kach muba. The ashes actually come from that animal, therefore it's included in the category of animal. But what Tais is alluding to, but according to the Ritzvah, it's no difficulty because Trumas Hadashin actually doesn't have Me'ilah at all. It only has Yisana, so therefore that cannot be obviously included in the category of Me'ilah Chameilah. But Umiyu, however, says Tais, Gam Lepirsh Ritzvah, Tzorch Lemetiritzri. Even according to Ritzvah, you still have to come on to the Re's answer. Because Dinehi, the Trumas Hadashin like Me'ilah, although you're answering only but after the truma of the deshan was taken off, that is no me'ilah. For him, there's no question on that, of ein me'ilah ha'mayil. But the stage before, you could definitely consider the case of the ashes of the mound. The kulam, of course, according to everyone, Amar, the parak based me'ilah, the Gemara says in the second parak of me'ilah, and the of the me'ilah, that there is me'ilah coming from the deshan before the ashes are taken off. So, because the mitzvah wasn't done yet. So obviously, then you have to say like the Re's answer, where the ashes at least are included in the category of behemah, and behemah has already mentioned that yesh ma'ilach ha'mayil. We're going to say that since you're saying that the Adam is be'ech has me'ilah before the dishon was done, so the question is, why is the pinimi different than the chitz and the dishon is be'ech ha'pinimi, that the ashes of the inner is be'ech, which is the ashes of the keteris. I feel like in dishon, that even before the ashes were taken over, less be'ilah is no me'ilah, k'dam per kol shalik ma'asim p'sof na'v'chav ha'v'nav the keteris lach sh'dal m'tim rasoi. That we're saying with the comparable regarding the Isra of Me'ila, the Isra of the Hana. But regarding the actual Me'ila itself, yeah, we agree that both of Achan Nas Mitzvah say there's not going to be Me'ila of monetary payment, but before the Mitzvah was done, why is it that Mizbech Mnimi, the Kataris, after the smoke went up, in Mishra Me'ila is no Me'ila, whereas Vedishan Mizbech Achitzin, but at least the ashes are Adam Mizbech, Moilim by Lukul Emma, according to everyone, there's going to be Me'ila Kodin Dishan before the Dishan is taken off. What's the difference? So it says, what you can say is because the B'deshim is Be'ech Achitzim, because by the Ash of the Adam is Be'ech, before the Trumas Hadeshim was taken off, Moil Medis Me'ila, Kimish Mechus Avoid, because it's still lacking Avoidah, which is the Truma of the Deshim. Should Tzicha Big Dekune, needs to kind of garment, Kedek Selek says he has to wear these linen garments, etc. Avodishim is Be'ech Amnim, but the Ash of the Inn is Be'ech, Avodish Mechus Adishim, although you didn't take away the ashes, in the Chasar and Avoidah, it's not considered lacking of Avoidah, Kedel Ash Kim Shei Big Dekune, nowhere does it says that taking out the ashes from the Inn is Be'ech needs Big Dekune. Now, if Bishashvinu Kol Adeshim, although we equated all the ashes to be the same, Haynu Lachash Nicham Etzel Mizbech, that's only after you put it by the start Mizbech, the Ozan Asim Mitzvah Sekula, and then all the mitzvahs were done. Because the Philip Trumas Adeshim, Imba Oid Shema Roida, there also there's no more Avoda anymore. And the Philip Achas Rabbanan still was saying, but the Mizbech is going to be for men to have a Nokia, that's what we said, but the put it near the Mizbech. Ah, El Dmeila Lesba just doesn't have Meila because Lav Kach Hashem Kareen Bey. Kim deloy mechisser beisushim, but there's no more lacking avoid over there. So that's what I'm saying. The same thing is applied to mezbech abnimi. To us, but no, mekavachim mechisser. Yeah, that's gonna have a kavachim. Then, for as we explain, because now they're all the same. Avlin sheitzach big dekun, but regarding to require the inner mezbech to have big dekun when you take with the asher in lasik kavachim, that you don't make a kavachim. Kim lashkem beishum avoid the asher nas adashen. You don't find any more avoid that you have to do after it becomes ashes. Rak mitzadishin only mezbech, only mitzad take away the asher to clean it out. But there's no more trumas adashen like there is by mezbech achitzin. And therefore, that's why Mizbech Achitzim will have Me'ila before Nas Mitzvasai, but Truma doesn't because there's no quote unquote Mitzvasai that you have to do like Truma. Now it also makes sense what the Gemara says at the end of the Tzmur Daf Lamed Aleph. that the blood was squeezed out. So at that point on, the different parts of the bird that are thrown there on the side, there's no mahalacha of me'il on it. But the mitzvah wasn't done yet because you have to throw them to the mizbeach. According to what we explained, it makes sense. Because even if you throw it on the same mizbech, you don't find that you need big dekuna, which is like the mizbech habanime, like we said. So it's considered like the mitzvah was already done, and therefore it's not going to be anymore. But the retirits, the re-answers, know that the shani hasim there, it's different. Because no, the blood that was done already is what permits it, and that's nasim mitzvasai. In contrast, by the ashes of mizbech, where it doesn't have any other vayda except for the harama. Calls it diktik ritzva. This was all an analysis of the ritzva to answer all the sugis according to what he holds, that there is no me'ila by trumas adashin. When we say there's me'ila achash nas matzvah, it means the isra of hana. So, to be able to resolve the question that we had asked from the gemara me'ila. So, essentially the machlikis that we have here in Taisa Vadumiri and the ritzva was, is that you have by the dashin me'ila like all items of hektish, or is only the isra? Since the mitzvah is already done, we according to the Ri, you learn from the Samai that has Me'ila even Echel mitzvahs. Ritzvah, no, only has the Isra Na, and that's why we're saying over here that, oh, there's no Rai of Ritzvah more than the Ri, because they're only disagreeing, only La'achar mitzvahs.